Coming up this morning on KBOO at 7:30, Abe and Joe host Talk Radio. They'll discuss nuclear proliferation, abortion, and when the levee breaks. At 9 on Between the Covers, host Marian Farosanik speaks with Cheryl Strayed, an award-winning Portland writer whose first novel, Torch, is about love, loss, and redemption in a working-class family. At 9:30 on Black Book Talk, the guest is Kimberlaw Lawson Roby, an author of 7 novels, including the latest, Changing Faces. At 10, Per Fogering interviews filmmaker Mark Manning about his documentary, Caught in the Crossfire, The Untold Story of Fallujah. At 10:30 on Stage and Studio, Michelle Schroeder-Fletcher hosts an interview with member of Oregon's Children's Theater's production of The Giver. And at 11, it's Democracy Now! Thanks for listening.
This is the KBOO Community Calendar for March 7th, 2006. At 10 this morning, attend a dialogue with Rabbi Michael Lerner, The Hidden and Overt Dangers of Antisemitism. This dialogue session will discuss the hidden and overt dangers of antisemitism. Rabbi Lerner is a political activist, a spiritual leader, and the editor of Tikkun magazine. This event will be held from 10 a.m. to 12 at the Smith Ballroom, 1825 Southwest Broadway. Immediately following, at 1 o'clock, Rabbi Lerner will also be speaking about his newest book, The Left Hand of God, Taking Our Country Back from the Religious Right. Time for these events is at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., location the Smith Ballroom, Multicultural Center, PSU Campus, 1825 Southwest Broadway. Also tonight, in Malala at the Rural Dell Elementary School, a workshop titled Guiding Good Choices. The Guiding Good Choices workshop is a proven effective prevention program created by Dr. Hawkins and Dr. Catalano at the University of Washington. It is organized into a series of 5 interactive seminars that prepares parents to prevent drug use in their family, create clear standards of behavior for the children, teach children techniques to deal with peer pressure, manage family conflict, and ways to teach children life skills. All classes are free. Free dinner, and free child care provided. This is tonight and every Tuesday night through March 21st at 6 p.m. This is in Malala at the Rural Dell Elementary School, 10500 Southwest Highway 211 in Malala. And the first Tuesday meeting of Code Pink will begin at 6:30 p.m. at In Other Words Books and Resources, 8 Northeast Killingsworth in Portland. New members are welcome. These meetings will be a chance for women to get together, meet each other, talk about agitating for peace, plan, strategy, share thoughts, ideas, and resources. Come and see what they're all about, and come help make a difference. This meeting will be preceded by a street action at 5:30 p.m. at the corner of Killingsworth and Williams. Andrea B. Ferrar will speak about Latin America's shift to the left, an update from Brazil. This talk is at 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Andrea comes to us representing the Landless Workers Movement, or MST. With leftist leaders sweeping Latin America's elections, the MST continues to play a vital role in securing respect for human rights in the Brazilian context. With an estimated 2 million members, the MST has peacefully occupied unused lands where they have established cooperative farms, constructed houses, schools for children and adults, and clinics, promoted indigenous cultures and healthy and sustainable environment and gender equality. Again, Andrea Ferrara at 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Liberty Hall, 311 North Ivy Street, 1 block south of Fremont, and 2 blocks west of Vancouver. And there you have the KBOO Community Calendar for March 7th, 2006.
KBOO celebrates International Women's Day on March 8th with 24 hours of programming by and about women.
To be a woman is a lot of different things. I think these are all things I've realized in my adult life. But for a long time, I didn't want to be a woman. I didn't want to identify as a woman. And I think I've always associated it with powerlessness and weakness.
In the years since Margaret Cho first started doing stand-up comedy at age 16, she herself has become a role model for many. And she has done so on her own terms. Her work has given voice and validity to experiences that do not conform to straight white norms.
This This spring, KABU wants to connect you by offering you the opportunity to win your choice of a brand new desktop or laptop computer with a full year of internet service donated by Spirit One. Check your mailbox for the entry form to win KABU's 2006 Spring Sweepstakes. It's free, it's easy, but you have to enter to win. The deadline for entry is Friday, March 24th at 5 p.m. The winner will be announced on air Saturday, March 25th at noon. If you haven't already received your entry form in the mail, please contact KABU's membership department. Email membership@kabu.org or call 503-231-8032, extension 207. It's time for KABU's Spring Membership Drive. If you're able to give a gift of at least $500, consider doubling your money by sponsoring a matching challenge pledge during the drive. You can offer to match every gift during the show of your choice up to the amount you choose. This is a great way to motivate others so we can reach our goal and wrap up the drive early. If you're interested, please contact KABU's Membership Coordinator. You can email membership@kabu.org. or call 503-231-8032, extension 207.